Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just to switch it up a little. They had to. They owed it to their fan base and to those guys.
Yeah, and they lose this offseason. They lose Seth Curry. They lose Aminu. They lose Harkless. Who knows when Nurkic is coming back? Right. They don't have – I mean, that team.
That's a bad
Terry
break.
Stotts like, yo, where my dudes at? Right? Oh, but right. You brought me Hassan Whiteside?
Right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But as far as duos go, though, they're still doing their thing. And, hey, Dame got his money. Shout out Pride of Oakland, California. All right, where do Harden and Russ rank in all this?
Wow.
Are they fifth? Are they like seventh? I mean, let me put it to you like this: would you put them ahead of Jokic and Murray?
TBD. I got to see it. I mean, I really do. I mean,
no, you're a butcher boy, man.
But this is one of those situations where it's we talked about when Kevin and Russ were together. It was my turn, your turn. This is my turn, your turn on like Jose Canseco level steroids. Mm. I mean, this is like through the roof. I don't even know where I would put this. I have to see it. Russ can't shoot, and you're asking him to play off the ball predominantly. I don't see the fit.
You think Harden would be willing to play off the ball a little more in this situation?
I mean, is that in his nature?
I'm just asking.
I would think he would be able to adjust because he's that good. I mean, he is. He's that good. I know people want to rip him. Harden is unbelievable. I mean, he's unbelievable. And he's a great catch-and-shoot player. Problem is he always has the ball, so he's not used to catching it from another teammate unless it's in the backcourt bringing it up.
You know what I mean? Unless it's an inbounds play.
How many times has he caught a pass late in a possession? It's like seems never. He's the one giving it up, so I don't know.
Well, I think they can do it. I think that they're probably like five or six on that list. I think Ryan, when you look at it. You got to realize what KD was able to sacrifice being here and what Steph was able to sacrifice. Those are great players. We can't sit here and say that Russ and Harden's not great players. Guys, they're great players.
They are.
They're great scorers, but you know, people talk about Steph's a great scorer. Is he a great D? Is his D just as good? Where do you put him with those two guys as far as defensive wise? So I understand Steph's way better scorer, I think, than Westbrook. Is he way better than Harden? I wouldn't say way better, but he's better.
He's a much more willing defender than either one of the aforementioned gentlemen.
I agree. I agree there. So I just think that you have a situation that these guys, if they want both of these two individuals that we're talking about, they want to try to win a title. And Russ, is this it? Is this it for Russ? Is this it for Harden?
This is his last stand.
Okay.
And this is his X-Men moment.
So what are they going to be willing to sacrifice? KD sacrificed it. He did because he didn't feel that he could win a title. KD could have went anywhere in the association. He said, I'm going to take the best opportunity to win a title. And he did it. And afterwards, he goes, okay, I fulfilled that need. Now let me go and see if I can do it on my own. So Westbrook's in a situation now. Are they willing to sacrifice? So I know you want to see it, Butcher Boy, and so do I. I want to see him and James Harden coexist. Now, they did it. They were able to do it a long time ago.
That was 7 years ago, and Harden was coming off the bench. Like,
you're right.
Can we really extrapolate what they did
no.
7 years ago? Like, I hear you. Everyone keeps saying they were teammates, but like Harden, his role was being the sixth man. You know what I mean?
I do.
And Russ was the predominant player on that team at the time. I mean, it was him and Durant, and then Harden was kind of an afterthought. Not an afterthought, but more of a role player.
But what are they willing to sacrifice in order to
get
the pot of gold? And that's why this year, I think that you guys understand their clock is ticking.
Sure.
And they understand that, hey, this may be it. So I want to see, in my opinion, Rye, are these two superstars willing to sacrifice their own scoring for get others involved and play better defense in order to win a title that right now is up for grabs?
Well, one of the things that I keep hearing in the Zach Lowe podcast and all these other different analysts say is that Scottie Brooks and now Billy Donovan have both come out after every year when the Oklahoma City Thunder, their season ends, they say, we got to change the offense. We need to move the ball more. We need to have more motion. We need to have more ball movement. And when I look at someone like Russell Westbrook, like that's against what he naturally does. Like what he does is attack and have the ball and dribble, 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 dribble. And yeah, maybe as the shot clock's winding down, like Harden, I'll kick it out to someone else and get statistics by osmosis. But that doesn't mean that that's part of how he plays. Like, that's just not. So I don't see how this is going to work playing off ball when for 10 years in the NBA, you've cut your teeth being an on ball guy. I don't see it.
Well, they're star. They're both Harden and Westbrook are star players. They're elite talents. They're both gifted scorers. So at some point, like when they're on the go and running, I think they'll be fine. In the half court, they'll have to work some things out. They'll have to figure out who wants to have the ball predominantly. I think they'll switch off, to be perfectly honest. And what that might do, because both these guys have had usage rates through the roof the last couple of years.
Right,
we know that you can play them a ton. That'll help ease that burden a little bit. So, because what do we see every year with James Harden? He runs out of gas in the playoffs, right? I mean, every single freaking year. And if you're Harden, you got to think to yourself, I finally got a guy that I can share this burden, that can help me carry this bucket up the hill. Hell yeah, because I'm actually trying to get to the summit for once.
Absolutely.
Instead of tapping out like at the base of the Hillary step. I'm trying to get all the way to the top of Everest. So if you're Harden, you got to be real about the situation. And if you look at it, their roster has pretty much stayed intact. You still got P.J. Tucker there. You still got Clint Capella.
Gordon.
You still got Gordon. Because let's face it, when all this came down about the Rockets and there's disharmony with Paul and Harden, Daryl Morey offered up everybody. Remember that at the start of free agency?
Oh, yeah.
That whole roster was up for change. Now, nobody had to get traded. You still got a little bit of continuity there. It's still, quote, James' team. And then you got to hope that Russ, with the change of scenery, a new opportunity, a new city, living in Houston, you hope that he comes in as kind of that willing number two. Because let's face it, much like when KD came here, if he had delusions that it was going to be KD's team, he was tripping. Same thing in Houston. Right. If Russ thinks it's going to be his team, he's tripping hard.
Well, don't you guys also think, like LeBron did this last year with the Lakers, once you open Pandora's box, say, hey, anyone on the roster is available. We're trying to dangle you. Like, how are you motivated for the team achievements? You're now motivated for your self-preservation. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm thinking about if I'm one of these players that's being dangled out in trades. And again, guys, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Russell Westbrook is a damn good player, but he's the Matt Stafford of the NBA.
Wow.
Look at all the players he's played with. Look at the numbers that he compiles. They're hollow. This guy has had Serge Ibaka, Steven Adams, Paul George, Victor Oladipo, obviously Durant. He's had Harden, like player after player after player, and it feels like all of them, once
never
they
work, though.
They can't wait to get away from him, and then they thrive once they leave him.
All right, 8 o'clock hour wrapping up, 9 o'clock hour on the way, 3 down, 1 to go, Ryan Covey, Joe Shasky, and Lorenzo Neal. Keep it right here. Steph Curry is up in Tahoe at the golf tournament. He's got we got some Steph Curry sound coming up about embracing change here in Golden State as the team moves into the Chase Center and excited for this new opportunity. And I'll ask you, Warriors fans, on the Chilton Audibody text line, 95795, are you ready to embrace a little change around here, getting a little younger, D'Angelo Russell, Willie Cauley-Stein? It's going to be a roster in flux. It's going to be a transitional season. Are you excited for this change? We'll get into all that coming up. Hour number four, 95.7 The Game.
Between this little angel.
No, it's mine!
This guy. And all of this. Life can often feel like it's moving pretty fast. At Comcast, we know your time is valuable. That's why our customers can schedule 2-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends. Download the Xfinity My Account app today. That way, we can notify you when your technician's en route. And you can spend more time doing what you love. Or just catching up on some of this. Comcast is committed to being on time every time. And if we're ever late, for whatever reason, we'll give you an automatic $20 credit. We're working to make things simple, easy, and awesome.
Hey, Sprinter.
Hey, Paul.
Did you know when you switch to Sprint, you can double the fun?
Yes. Right now, when you buy the latest iPhone, you'll get iPhone XR on us.
So you can keep one for yourself and give one to a friend, which is awesome because the brilliant iPhone XR has a longer lasting
battery life.
Plus, Sprint's offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. But don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back.
So, 2 iPhone XRs and
100% total satisfaction guarantee.
I can't wait to give iPhone XR to my best friend, you, Paul.
Switch and buy the latest iPhone and get the brilliant iPhone XR on Sprint. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone XR 64GB, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month. Credit apply within two bills and 24-month installment billing. If canceled early, remain balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. $30 per patient fee. Restrictions apply.
I have a secret, Diane.
Oh?
I'll just come out and say it. Argo Gas optimizes your fuel economy.
Trevor, did you just say Argo Gas optimizes your fuel economy?
Yes, Diane. Argo Gas optimizes your fuel economy. But I'm not actually Trevor. I'm his long-lost conjoined twin brother, Diego. And I'm pregnant.
The secret is out. Argo Gas optimizes your fuel economy.
Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels, with continuous use depending on what you drive and how you drive.
Every once in a while, bam! Something happens and you need money fast. Well, LoanMe can loan you from $2,600 to $100,000, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. And since our loans are unsecured, we don't need your car title or any other collateral, just your signature, because we trust you, even if you have less than perfect credit. Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you make just one fixed payment every month. And to keep interest expense down, use the money to get out of the jam you're in and then pay it back at any time with no penalties or fees. So take 5 minutes and call 844-3-LOAN-ME or log on to loanme.com for the money you need. That's 844-3-LOAN-ME or loanme.com.
Not all applicants will qualify. Loan approval and terms subject to credit standards. See loanme.com for details. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License 603K061.
That's 844-3-LOAN-ME or loanme.com.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl. Loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
California, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
From San Francisco to Napa to Fremont, this is KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7, The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume, it's time to play ball. Jolo and Dibs, turn the game on.
Damn. Lo, do you have one of your big people in Hollywood VO that jam right there or something?
Pretty hot, huh? That's hot.
That's the banger.
Yeah, Snoop was going to do it. I told him, you know.
Snoopy?
Yeah. Snoop, you know, Snoop, when I talked to him, he's talking about the best duo. Have you ever asked him, you ever go watch Chargers play? He loved me and LT together. He loved that backfield. So we always, when I talk to Snoop, he's like, Big Neil, man, you used to get it in, Big Neil.
Lead blocking. Thanks, Snoop. Lead blocking. Thanks, for Snoop. LT. So I went down there. We'll get into some Warriors talk in a hot second. I was down in San Diego.
Contagious.
The Chargers season opener. I think this was back in like 08 against the Chicago Bears, right? And the Bears. I don't know if you were on the team at that point, but the Bear. What was your run in San Diego?
San Diego was 02 to I think 08 was the last year, 07, 08.
So okay,
I
so you might have been there, but you might have been
was
gone.
Was it like the first game of the season?
It was the season opener, yep, at Qualcomm. And the Bears all day long were shutting LT down to the point where all the Bears fans started doing the LT, LT, because every time he would get outside, they would smash him. But then in the fourth quarter, LT came correct. No, the Chargers ended up winning that game. I think it was like 14-3. I mean, the Bears started Rex Grossman that day. Like, what are they going to do, you know?
I got to look that up and see what was there that year, because I remember one of the guys, the safety, ended up messing up his leg.
Yeah, Mike Brown got hurt in that game. Yep, Mike Brown got hurt in that game. Mike Brown got hurt every freaking year. It was the most.
I was playing it because they called and thought it was, if they act like I did a cheap shot, and it wasn't.
Oh,
I was there.
Man.
I'm the one who hurt.
You ruined the Bears' season year, Lowe.
Oh my God, I got it.
Thanks
call.
A lot, man.
I called him. I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying.
Mike Brown was good too. Nebraska,
his knee, right?
Yeah, and Mike Brown. Yep,
he blew out his knee that game.
Yep, he did.
That was on my watch. And I called him afterwards. Like, man, I'm sorry. It was a weird play, they were like, man, why'd you? I was like, didn't try to do anything. So
that's right.
Yeah, I was on that year. Yep,
I can't stand you.
Yo, you're the
wow. Just playing, it's Friday.
Just playing. Yeah, right.
How many of those phone calls did you have to make throughout your career?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, Scott Case made it to me too. Scott Case, he broke my ankle.
So good.
Yeah, you guys are terrible. I'm leading the league in rushing.
Yeah,
my rookie year.
Week one?
Week two.
Yeah. Okay. I want to know, the accuracy of this.
I want to know.
I break a 73-yard touchdown, bam, against Atlanta. And you 73, you putting them up and putting them down.
Yeah.
No, and Deion couldn't, guys couldn't come get me. It was against Atlanta Falcons.
Deion couldn't come get me.
73 yards, who's got? Deion was actually playing baseball, so he didn't make that transition yet. So I was able to score. And then in the second half, I already had like 90 yards in the first half.
Uh-huh.
And first play of the second half, I do a little toss play. Scott Case rolls up on my leg, breaks my leg out for the season. I was having a hell of a year.
I think we played that on our show a few times.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll grab the play-by-play highlight.
Low, I pulled up the box score from Bears-Chargers week one. So just to bring you on back, this was September 9th, 2007. Your favorite head coach, Norvell Turner, facing Lovie Smith. Yep, the quarterback matchup that day was Rex Grossman versus a young Philip Rivers. Yeah, Rivers had a tough day that day as well. Let's look at the stat line for Lorenzo Neal that day. 4 carries, 12 yards.
Nice day for him.
It is. But the Bears shut down LaDainian. Look what the Bears did to LaDainian that day. 17 carries, 25 yards. And I remember LT said post-game, nobody was opening up any holes for me. I'm just kidding. But 17 carries, 25 yards for LaDainian Tomlinson that day.
But he scored.
But he did score in the fourth quarter.
Yes,
yep, that's right. Because Gates caught a touchdown from LaDainian. It was a halfback option. That was one. And then the Chargers put it away with a late
left-handed
touchdown.
Correct?
Yeah, the Bears was a good team that year, though.
That was like right after their Super Bowl run. And, they had Briggs and Urlacher and all those dudes. So there you go. All right. It's a little stroll down memory. You were in the roster that I was in the stands that day. A young Ryan Covey rooting for the Chicago Bears.
They don't know the legend of Lorenzo Neal.
All right. I teased this sound before, and I wanted to get to it real quick. Steph's up at the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament, and he was asked about all the transition with the Golden State Warriors and where this team's headed.
Did you see that he embraced with Andre, and then he said, "I'm not crying, you're crying," on his Instagram?
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
They're pretty cool folks, man.
Of course.
Golf all the time, I think.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And Andre's not as good as him.
Yeah, they're both pretty damn good, though.
No, we should take them on.
Butch always trying to golf with the celebrities.
Make that happen.
That's Butch's dream.
You pretty solid?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I'm a hunk too.
Oh yeah. I broke 90 the other day. I felt pretty good about that.
Then we should all go play.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's get it in.
Big Lowe's treat.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear from Steph Curry. Let's hear
changes.
From Steph Curry.
It's a tough way to end, in the finals with KD and Clay getting injured, and obviously free agency. So for us, our core, myself, Clay, Draymond, adding D'Angelo, and a lot of hungry young guys trying to prove themselves in the league. It'll look different in terms of, the lineups and things like that, but the expectations of how we play and that championship caliber basketball, that's going to, for us, always be the motivation and the challenge. So I'm excited about to be honest with you, it's 5 straight years in the finals. We've accomplished a lot, 3 championships, and there's a lot to be proud of, but everybody wants a new challenge in terms of, how do you get back to that level?
31 years old is Steph Curry. Ask you guys simply. Let's just throw the cards on the table. Do the Golden State Warriors, does Steph Curry ever win another championship with the Golden State Warriors?
I say yes. and I love, and it's not this year, we know that, but I'm going to tell you what I love about it. Same thing we were talking about. A lot of young, hungry players that want to prove something. With the veteran guys you have, that good nucleus, you have some pieces, hopefully Stein, that's going to be around. You look around what they have. They have some young pieces that they can build on. Yes, I do believe in the future this team still will win a title.
I'm not discounting them for next year. Who had Toronto winning the championship even when the playoffs began? Like, things happen. Stuff happens. Oh, was that one of your six picks?
I had it from the beginning. Before even the playoffs started, I said had them coming out of the East.
Well, even a broken clock is right twice a day. All right, good job.
No. I just when you looked at what they were doing, and also I thought the two matchups that gave the Warriors the toughest matchups in the East, it wasn't Milwaukee. It was the 76ers.
I agree there.
And Toronto. Those are the two teams that I thought would play them.
Yeah, and their length and everything. Yes. Yeah, there's no question. But I'm just saying, like, everybody's ready to, you know, pour dirt on the grave of the Warriors. I'm just not ready to do that. Let's see how this season progresses. Let's see if they can get into the playoffs, what seed they're at, and then
what do you assume? Like, just if
honestly, anywhere from the third through the seventh seed, I think is about their sweet spot. I think this team's going to win somewhere between 48, 52, 53 games. But again, we haven't even seen them play. We have no idea what their rotations are going to look like. We don't even know what type of version of offense they're going to run this year. And you keep bringing up the coaching staff. Like, this is why I'm interested to see for the first time in 5 years, like, since the 73 win season, like, the regular season, every single night matters because we want to see what it looks like and how can they get this team into the playoffs. And we don't know what the injury situations are. Who would have predicted that LeBron would finally have his first injury last year after Christmas Day, the Lakers just handing it to the Warriors? Everyone's like, oh my God, we got to worry about the Lakers. And then he hurts the groin and everything changes. So let's pump the brakes on calling the Warriors finished. Let's see how the year progresses before we start crowning who the champion is.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfectly reasonable stance. We talk about equity, and have we not been watching the NBA the last 5 years? I know that losing Kevin Durant's going to hurt. The thing that I'm more concerned about is not having Klay for a lot of the year.
Because you
culminate that with no more Andre Iguodala and no more Sean Livingston. I know Livingston was on his last leg, literally and figuratively.
Right.
But you lose so much of your veteran leadership core. You lose so much of your defensive identity. I think they're going to be faster paced. The only thing that I worry about is, because they've played so much the last handful of years, how much are they going to have in the tank, and how much are they going to be wanting to expend on a nightly basis in a year that, in all likelihood, they're probably not going to win the title? What's up, Butch?
Well, no, I was going to ask Lowe, because I'm curious, when you lose a player as good as Klay Thompson in the locker room, what is it like for a team to galvanize when you know the guy's coming back at some point in the regular season, but you know you're not going to start the season off with them? Like, how do you guys adjust in the locker room with that?
You know, the bottom line is, you say, we got to hold on. And you understand it's next man up. It happened to us. We didn't have Antonio Gates. You remember when AJ, because Antonio held out, he suspended him for 2 games. Dumbest move ever. Why? For what? The guy was just trying to get his money.
Yeah, trying to get paid.
And you suspended him. We end up losing the Dallas Cowboys. And we win that game. We're in the playoffs. That was early in that game. Cost us, because we would have had him. We lost to Dallas, I think, by like 3. We have Antonio. We win that game. So you're going to be in the thick of things. And we were still a good enough team to still be in the thick of things. And that's the Warriors, like you talked about. They're still a good enough team to be in the thick of things, but how much can they hold on without Klay? At what expense, how taxing are they going to be without Klay? Because if they have Klay, you got to realize this, and now you got Stein, you got some certain guys can move good pieces. This team can compete. If you got Klay, you can't say that it's a throwaway year. So how well will Klay come back? How injured is he? How much time are they going to – how much when he comes back, are they going to give him – how are they going to work him into the system? Because they are a pretty decent team still.
And where will they be in the Western Conference standings when Klay is back to – you know, this is still a huge question mark, how much he's going to contribute next season. But if he comes back and the Warriors are, you know, a ninth seed, are you going to go balls to the walls with Klay Thompson just to lock up the seventh seed to get, you know, probably – tapped up by the Lakers? And of course they're always going to go for it because that's who these guys are. That's their mentality. And you don't just trick off a year of Steph Curry's prime. Like, it's nonsensical, but you have to kind of be pragmatic in this and play the long game. If you're serious about winning another championship, and that's the ultimate goal, it's probably not going to be next year. So while you never come out and say it, I think you need to be mindful of that and look at the long game. if your goal is to make sure that the Chase Center is entertaining next year and we'll take it a year-by-year deal, then you do go balls to the wall next year.
This is a great text from the 801, and I didn't even consider this. What about all these teams now? You're focused on the Clippers and the Lakers, and so when you take a West Coast road trip, you know, the Warriors aren't the cream on top of the cake. You know, they're not the cherry on the top. They're kind of the afterthought now when we're talking about who you're focused on.
You're
so that gives them a little bit of an advantage. I felt like Sacramento caught that blowback last year where teams are focused on the Warriors, and maybe they take a little step back, you know, when their focus level, when they're facing the Sacramento Kings. Do you think there's anything to that?
I think that's a great point. And what have we seen for the last couple of years? The Warriors, that's part of what plagues, quote-unquote, this team in the regular season. Everybody gives them their best punch. You beat the Dubs. You're trending on Twitter. You know, your highlight packages galore. Everybody's going to be talking about it. And like you said, because teams, you know, play a lot of back-to-backs. There's only so much that you can attention you can give any one night in the NBA on those long roadies. Yeah, maybe the Kings are like, oh, you're coming in sleeping on us. You're all worried about the Dubs. Well, we got De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. Maybe the Warriors, oh, you did the L.A. two-step. Now you got a night off. Now you're coming up to the Yay, third game in four nights. Well, gotcha.
After partying in L.A.? I mean, that's a real thing, right?
Let's say
you beat the Lakers or you beat the Clippers. Team's going to go out and celebrate, right?
Absolutely. Guys are getting in. Guys get it in whether you lose or win or lose.
Win, lose, or draw. Rain out, whatever. It sounds like guys are just getting it in.
They're getting it in, all coach. Right.
But I do agree with you guys when you're talking about the Warriors. If Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt, is D'Angelo still on this team?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know.
You still needed KD to do something for you.
Yes.
So you still would have been. You were still going to max Klay out. I think he probably would have.
I think you might be right. Because that was really the only move that they could make.
And I think he fits. I know a lot of people are questioning him and his skill set and where he fits in with Steph. I mean, they needed a pick and roll and an ISO guy who can get buckets, and they need a guy who can catch and shoot as well. They need another guard. They just lost to a team that employed three guards almost the entire second half of every single game. Danny Green, they were throwing out. Van Vliet, they were throwing out. Lowry. It's a perimeter league, and if you have guys who can score, how's that a bad thing? And it's not like he's 6'1". He's 6'5".
Yeah, and you're the Golden State Warriors. Your identity, Splash Brothers. We shoot threes. We play on the wing. We're a ball movement scheme. We got guys that run around off the ball. D'Angelo Russell checks a lot of those boxes. Now, defensively, he's going to have to show that he's up to the task there. But I think that's a great question, Lo, and I'd really love to get the honest answer from Bob Myers. Because let me put it to you like this. Before the injuries and all that, I don't think they were contemplating any wholesale changes like that.
Right,
and then
right.
Once it was known KD was leaving, this stuff happened kind of quickly. And then, oh, Kyrie's going to the Nets. Now all of a sudden, D'Angelo Russell is expendable. That was GMing on the fly right there. And oh, looky here, we can actually get something for this. Let's explore this opportunity. And of course, KD made sure to pimp him for an extra draft pick, but they got it done. The reality is, because everything broke the way it did, it came down kind of quick. So I don't know if Bob Myers even necessarily had this on his radar. It really just kind of depends on how many different plausible scenarios Bob Myers had plotted out, right? If X happens, then I'm doing Y and Z. If Y happens, I'm doing X and Z, right? And just on down the line.
And don't you think D'Angelo Russell's options for himself, like, had other teams out there that he liked, maybe express interest? Maybe his decision is different. Maybe he doesn't comply with the entire, you know, sign and trade situation. So I think a lot of things happened to come in place at the right time, and they struck gold with it. I mean, really, they took a net loss in Kevin Durant and turned it into something, an asset of some sort that can help them immediately.
And I don't even, I think it's more than something. You got an all-star.
I agree.
So,
I like him.
Here's a guy that can fill it up. Here's a guy, like you talk about, the pick and roll game. This guy's going to bring some. He's going to bring a lot of prolific scoring to this organization. I look at this team, and the biggest thing is hinged on, like you talked about, Klay Thompson. How well is Klay Thompson going to come back after this injury? How quick does he get back to up to speed? Because you can't just throw him in there and want him to go all those minutes. So how do they work him into this program, into this system? How is he rehab? All the different things surrounding. Because if he's well, they have already beat KD. Mm-hmm. They've already beat LeBron James. This core.
So I think that this team can compete and compete at a very high level, but they can't do it without Clay.
Yeah, I watched a lot of D'Angelo Russell, obviously last year, because the Nets were actually good last year and they were on NBA TV a lot. But I also went down the rabbit hole. Now, these are highlights on YouTube, but this dude's got the hesitation game and he's got the little in and out lefty, because you're unorthodox when you're left-handed playing basketball. It's a tougher guard for a lot of people because they're accustomed to guarding righties. He's got a nice little quick little pop shot where he doesn't have to leave his feet too high. I mean, this guy's going to be special. He's so young. He's just scratching the surface. I mean, think about this. The biggest critique on D'Angelo Russell was probably coming from his Los Angeles Laker days. And yet, who was one of the biggest teams courting him in the offseason? The Los Angeles Lakers. So clearly, they thought they made a mistake. And the player himself obviously made some maturity and took some steps forward. So I think they've got somebody at a really good value who's got a lot of room to grow. And I think being surrounded by these players is really going to bring the best out of them.
Throw flag. You guys, sorry, I was communicating with the throw flag. I talked in the mic when it was turned off. There we go. All right, I'll bring it back five. You guys excited for a change next year with this team? And while you never want to get complacent and, quote, used to winning championships, but on the same token, we've seen a lot of the same thing the last 5 years and new and fresh. You're moving into the Chase Center. Yeah. Should we be embracing a change and, you know, a little infusion of youthful exuberance? Because the guys like Jordan Poole, I think, has got a, you know, kind of a personality.
It seems like
he's kind of fun. I'm not crazy about him as a player. We shall see. But Pascal, you know, you got some young guys there. Smiley, if he makes a team, which I think is a long shot, but I'm in on Smiley. I think Smiley's going to be a fun player to watch down the years. They got Cauley Stein of course, D'Angelo Russell. This is exactly what the doctor ordered, from a perspective of a lot of Warriors fans, that this team needed to get younger. Give me something to get excited about. Are you excited about change for this Warriors team?
I'm excited, and I think fans are excited because the unknown.
Yes.
It's been so, you know, if you started a round robin the last 5 years, you would say, okay, it's the Warriors in the field. Mm-hmm. And you knew it was pretty much, they were hosting a tournament, and you knew the Warriors, it's Warriors against the field.
And maybe the Rockets some point.
Yeah, at some point, but it's been like, okay, so it's almost a foregone conclusion what you're going to get. And I think that sometimes complacency, you know, whether it's a job, whether it's your significant other, sometimes we take them for granted because it's always, here's old hat. I know it's going to be, and the grass may look a little greener. But now you're in a situation where it's no longer old hat. This is a situation where the fan base, everyone's talking, oh, the fans aren't loud and stuff anymore. That place got so loud in game five when KD got hurt, and all of a sudden the Warriors wanted them to win that game. That place erupted. People stood for the last 4 minutes of that game because you didn't know the uncertainty. KD's out. Can this team win? And I think now you're in a situation, if this team can start off fast this year and show and be in some games, I think that place, this new stadium, everyone talks about, oh, it's, you know, new money and all. I think that place will rock. Because of the fact they don't know, and it's uncertainty.
Well, and I also think the adversity. Like, they've never really faced any adversity over the last years. Okay, they're missing a star player, or they're missing a guy here and there. I mean, this is true adversity. Everybody's counting them out. They've completely overhauled pretty much, 90% of the roster, 85% of the roster? So you're looking at a ton of new. And whenever there's new, I think you focus more. When it's your first couple weeks on the job, don't you focus more?
You do. And, you know, the other thing is the Warriors were looking at going younger last offseason until they got a phone call from one person, Boogie Cousins. And then they decide, okay, hold off on that movement. We're going to wait to go to next year to go into the younger movement. So it was a change that was going to happen inevitably, but it happened this year.
And let's face it, last year, put yourself in Bob Myers' shoes last year. You got Boogie Cousins on a mid-level exception. You know you're going to get him late in the year. We saw the previous season they had all those centers, but it was kind of like, how does this all fit together? Right, you got a chance to get DeMarcus Cousins for pennies on the dollar. Nobody was faulting Bob Myers. Remember when that happened? It was like, oh, Bob Myers done did it again. The genius of Bob Myers. Right, so I think that was a plausible path to take, but now is definitely time to get a little younger. All right, Lowe, first of all, and we'll get back into Warriors talk in the final segment coming up.
What happened?
So I looked up Mike Brown's Wikipedia page, okay?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get the story straight. And clearly, Wikipedia's got all the answers, right? Okay, so back in that opener in 07, he sustained a knee injury after, and this is per Wikipedia, I'm reading it verbatim, Lorenzo Neal horse collar tackled him Brown returned to the locker room and emotionally stated that something didn't feel right. Upon further medical examination, confirmed Brown would miss the remainder of the season. Neal, who we knew was at fault immediately after the play, apologized to Brown and the media. So there you go. It's history remembers it as it was a horse collar, but also that you did the right thing afterwards. You're out there playing football. It's the cost of doing business.
Yeah, man. I felt
he was
horrible.
A great player. Mike Brown was a great player.
He was. I wouldn't, you know, man, you're right. It's tough. I mean, you don't think. I don't know if it was.
You're smiling right now.
No, because I'm just trying to. I'm going down memory lane. I can Butcher Boy. Would you stop?
Smiley Geach. He's going smiley. Yeah. He's going smiley Geach. But you
well,
know,
it's
what,
like you're taking satisfaction.
No,
it's just that everyone remembers him as a nice guy. It's nice to hear that, right?
Yeah, and history.
In a tough situation.
History remembers. You know that. Hey, Mike Brown was very injury prone. By the way, he was. Yeah. He would get hurt every year. But I will say this: since I'm bringing up a sad story, we talked about you breaking long runs. Lo, did you know in 1993? You made SportsCenter after your 74-yard touchdown Boom. Run against Boom. The Falcons.
Backing up Chris Miller in Atlanta, Wade Wilson now starting for the Saints. And Wilson's team got out first. Saints first play from scrimmage. Rookie running back Lorenzo Neal takes it up the middle, gets stopped, but he is not down. He comes out of it somehow, and he's off to the races. Can anyone catch him? Well, maybe Dion, but you know he's off playing with the Braves. Bruce Pickens finally gets there, but it's too late. A 74-yard touchdown, 7-0 Saints. Could Jerry Glanville be thinking of flying Dion in via helicopter, TJ?
Damn, no prime time. You're lucky Dion wasn't there, though. He would have ran you down.
He would have. Well, at least I'll be honest. He would have.
Now I know why they were running the ball. Wade Wilson? Where was Billy Joe Hobert?
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. That was the old NFC West days when the Saints were in with the Niners. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. And the Falcons and the Rams.
Yes.
Jerry Glanville with the run and shoot.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
The Dome Patrol.
Ricky Sam Jackson, Mills. Pat Swilling. Sam Mills.
Pat Swilling?
Yeah.
Come
Baller.
On, my God.
Yeah. Baller.
Yes. It was so tight.
Dome Patrol.
I love vintage NFL.
Oh,
and,
my
hey,
God.
Let's
Whiskey,
be real.
We call him Whiskey Wade, by the way.
Let's be real,
Whiskey
y'all.
Wade?
That, yeah. That was vintage.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, that was
Robin
that's
Robert
about as vintage as it gets.
Number 11?
Yeah.
Played for the Minnesota Vikings, too,
Whiskey
I think.
Whiskey Wade, baby.
Yeah, Whiskey Wade.
Yeah,
he always had that little flannel. Whiskey Wade drank that. Drink that old moonshine.
The great Robin Roberts on the call. Wade Wilson, man, he was, the Vikings, too, for a while.
And Deadpool.
Yep. Oh, good knowledge, good knowledge. Shout out, Wade. All right. This segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank and by the year 1993. Full-service banking, no compromises. Here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Ryan. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Sonic Internet. The NBA is in the spotlight again. We're discussing the blockbuster NBA trade where the Thunder traded Russell Westbrook to the Rockets for Chris Paul. Who won the trade? And can James Harden and Russ coexist? Hall of Famer and former Rocket Clyde Drexler will answer that and talk about the trade at 12:30 with Bonte, Sonny, and Guru. Now, Steph Curry is ready to embrace the underdog role. He addressed Kevin Durant's departure and the new faces on the team. With Clay out, how will Steph and D'Lo rank in the NBA's new tandems? Well, Lowe, Covey, and Butcher Boy will break it all down. And it is the final day of the Celebrity Cash Contest. Dame Brucio is giving you a chance to win $5,000. Get the biggest celebrity you know to call their show. We had Chris Pratt, Jose Canseco, and Jewel calling in yesterday. So, who do you know? The biggest name of the week could score you $5,000. So, for more details, go to 957thegame.com. I'm Anna Kagadike. He's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 957 The Game.
Remember that sound? Sonic does. From dial-up to gigabit fiber internet. Sonic's been your local, lovable internet provider for 25 years. Like the sound of that? Sign up today at sonic.com/lovable.
It's the grand finale of the Celebrity Cash Contest.
Are you effing serious?
Find out which celebrities call in today and who'll win the $5,000.
Mr. or Mrs. Celebrity, who are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Richard Sherman.
Oh. Steve Wozniak is on the line, apparently. Is this true, Steve? Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show. How are you, sir?
Hi, this is Steve Wozniak. Very nice to talk to you.
Sir or madam, who indeed is this?
Yo, what's up, Damon? This is Chris Pratt calling.
Star-Lord?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Star-Lord.
Star-Lord is calling? Oh, my. Come on, man. Chris Pratt is here on 95.7 The Game.
The Celebrity Contest Grand Finale. Today from 2 to 6 on 95.7. The Game.
Good morning. You've probably had quite a day already. Loud family, loud commute, loud coworker chewing gum. loudly. Oh, and loud radio ads. But not this one. We're speaking quietly because we're asking you to save energy by doing things like switching to LED light bulbs, using power strips, or lowering the volume, like us, because it all adds up. This not loud radio ad brought to you by Energy Upgrade California. Keep it golden.
People are incredible, awkward and complicated. We're late to drop off and sometimes pick up, too. We say things we shouldn't when we think we're on mute, but we're not. We trip and pretend like it was on purpose. Sometimes it takes us three tries to parallel park. We're only human, and it's these people that make your business possible. People matter, and TriNet gets it. That's why we help with your company's benefits, compliance, payroll, and more. TriNet. Incredible starts here.
Advertisement by Zimmerman Reed of 2381 Rosecrans Avenue, Suite 328, Manhattan Beach, California, 90245. By texting us, you agree to receive recurring text messages that may be sent by an auto dialer. Consent is not a condition of purchasing goods or services.
Attention all Uber drivers. If you're a current or former Uber driver, listen closely, as you may be entitled to a significant compensation. That's right, if you drove for Uber any time within the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages and mileage. Text SETTLE to 246810 right now to see if you qualify for cash compensations. That's SETTLE to 246810. Uber may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. If you drove for Uber part-time or full-time anytime during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash compensations. Text SETTLE to 246810 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. So text the word SETTLE to 246810 now. Text SETTLE to 246810.
What are the odds that you could play real, no-fee blackjack at a casino close to home? You're a winner at Livermore Casino. At Livermore Casino, you can enjoy blackjack, poker, baccarat, and three-card poker, and more in a friendly, smoke-free environment. Great food, wonderful people, and terrific gaming. You can't see them from the freeway. Just take the first street exit off 580 toward downtown Livermore. Online at LivermoreCasino.net. That's LivermoreCasino.net. Winner!
Coffee TV 20 is now bringing you a full hour of Black-ish at 8 p.m.
America, our show Black-ish is on 5 nights a week.
Join the Johnson family for all the laughs.
Mainball!
A full hour of Black-ish every weeknight starting at 8 on Coffee TV 20. Coffee TV has Black-ish weeknights at 8.
I don't want you to freak out.
Don't freak out. Enjoy Black-ish for a full hour.
It's not that we don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
I don't either.
Trust me. Black-ish is on every weeknight at 8 for a full hour.
Wow.
On Coffee TV 20.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $35.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
No Joe, no Dibs. Oh, we got Low, though. He's bobbing his head right now. He's got his fizz face on a little bit.
Is that bobbing of the head?
What is that? I don't know what that is. It's uncomfortable to look at, Anna. I know that.
Heart
twerking.
It,
yeah, he's doing a little twerking. Now. He's feeling good. I think he's going to start sweating profusely in a moment here.
What was your touchdown dance?
Low, did you have a touchdown dance?
No, just act like you've been there.
Oh, easy, Barry. All three times you got there?
Whoa!
Wow! No, I'm just kidding. You took out Mike Brown, man. You took out Mike Brown.
He didn't want none.
Did you have an injury celebration? Like when you knocked dudes out?
When you got the check, when you got the notice in the mail from the league that said you owed scratch?
I hated that FedEx. When you got that white FedEx envelope in your mail, you're like, Dog, what happened?
What'd I do? What is
was
Commissioner?
That Gene
I was gonna say, what does Commissioner Tagliabue want now?
Yeah, exactly. Tagliabue.
Upshaw?
Uppishaw.
Yeah.
You know what? And then you get on the phone call with them. You gotta meet on Tuesday, get on a call. Well, you did this here, and you're like, okay.
Right.
And you try to get it knocked down a little bit. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it didn't.
Do you have somebody arbitrating on your behalf in those situations, or is it just you on the phone?
You usually get your agent, but he don't do anything. He doesn't even know the door and play. Right. You know what I'm saying? So you
he's penciling right. you for a three-way. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So you tell him, hey, I didn't mean to. This is what I was thinking. And sometimes they knock a little bit off. Right. But sock violation.
Oh, Mert Hanks.
Oh, my God.
He was the guy.
15, 20 grand these cats be getting. I'm like, dude, it's not worth it.
Frank Gore.
Stupid.
Yeah, every game.
Still bad.
Yeah. You don't need that 15 Gs?
No. Exactly. Just give it to me. So
give it to a family in need.
Right. I hate it.
I mean, if you could just trick off, if you could trick off 15 racks like that.
Right.
All right. Well, so let me ask you this then. Do you know how many touchdowns you scored in your career? Like off top?
I do not.
Liar.
That's such a lie.
True friend.
Come on. Dude, you seriously don't know?
No.
All right. We'll have to look. I don't know, but I figured you would know. All right. We'll take a look.
He's smiling again.
No. Honestly.
Okay.
Career yards per carry. Do you know your career yards per carry?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
I'm serious. You don't have any touchdowns. You think... Guys know, I mean, I don't
Jerry think, Rice always talks about how many number of touchdowns he's got.
The greatest note.
15?
How many Pro Bowls?
You have, I was going to say touchdowns. You have six.
Oh.
Six whole touchdowns.
See, I thought I had
15. I said two.
I was going 15. You heard me? I was way up to 15.
Lorenzo LeVon Neal.
How many Pro Bowls, Lo? Do you know that?
Yeah, four.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
two-time All-Pro. All right.
Yeah, All-Pro. Yeah.
You and Mike Tolbert running 10 yards apart right into each other, batter ram like two Rams. Who wins?
I'd like to say I would.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
UV Ironhead Hayward.
Ooh.
Rest in peace.
No doubt. RIP,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You know what?
Did you play with Ironhead?
They traded Ironhead to Atlanta for me.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
I was at trade that they got traded Ironhead for the big fella.
Damn. So he was the throw-in.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
You know, I love you.
There you go.
May he RIP, no doubt. Hey, we got a little bit of news to get to real quick, guys.
Let's
this is from Mark Stein on Twitter. There's some belief in league circles. I love this. Belief in league circles. That's real specific. That the Grizzlies are prepared to take Andre Iguodala into the season unless they receive a trade offer featuring a first-round pick. I got news for you, Grizz. One in one hand and, you know, Andre Iguodala in the other. Come on. Like, there's no way you're getting a first-round pick. Somebody has to be willing to take on Andre Iguodala's salary. Now, they want to take on a chunk of that. Maybe a team like the Lakers. I don't know what they have left as far as draft pick compensation, but Iggy's got to have value to a contender, though, you would think.
Yeah, but the problem is a lot of the contenders don't have a lot of wiggle room financially. And that's
what I'm saying. They'd have to take on some of the salary, sign and trade with a buyout. Like,
do the Lakers have any assets to give up? Like, I don't even know. They're clearly not going to part with Kuzma or anybody like that.
No, I'm talking picks. They don't want a player. The Grizz want picks.
Yeah, but there has to be some financial back and forth. I don't know. I don't know where his value is. I feel like this is posturing, like you have kind of alluded to, where he's just going to get bought out at some point and somebody, whether it's the Clippers, Jerry West whispering in his ear, whether it's the Lakers, LeBron James, somebody's going to get him. Somebody's going to get him, and they're going to get a really good player. And I think he's going to be a key cog to whatever playoff team he ends up going to.
Does he play one game for the Grizz? Do you think you think it's gone?
Think one game? I don't know. I'm not sure.
This will get done before the regular season starts because this is all just posturing not only by the Grizzlies but by would-be suitors for Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala has a ton of value for the right price. I don't know.
Right.
Nobody wants to pay him $17 million, but there's a lot. You can do three-way deals, sign and trades, et cetera. There's a lot of ways around that. But the reality is Andre Iguodala's got championship experience. There's a lot of teams that are thinking their championship window is open this year, and maybe a guy like Iggy who's – as far as, you know, switching in the modern-day NBA come playoff time, you don't need Iggy in the regular season. You need him come playoff time. That'd be the only way, Butch, I would see this maybe happen a little later, where a team could be like, yeah, I want Andre Iguodala in March.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if I'm a team, like, we keep going, oh, Lakers, Clippers. if I'm like Utah or I'm Denver, you couldn't use a veteran like Andre Iguodala to just slap on to Steph Curry at some point in the playoffs, or, you know, throw him on the LeBron, Kawhi, whoever it is. You know, like those, not even just the, those Laker teams and those Clipper teams, but I'm looking at some of the other teams that think that they are in that same category. Like Portland? Denver could use his leadership. Portland could use him as well.
Denver is an ideal place for me.
The return.
Return, Denver, veteran guy. They need a little bit, and he can bring that, get them over the top. They've been exiting so quick from the NBA. You know, they, even when they're ranked high last year, number two, didn't last long. So you look at teams like that, Utah. I don't see the Clippers. The Clippers is a team, they're loaded. I don't think that's necessarily the fit for Dre. I see the Lakers wanting to make that move, but I do see a huge amount of value for Andre.
If I was Philly and he gets bought out, like, Philly seems like a great spot for him.
Man.
I mean, now
defense,
you got him, Embiid, Horford, Ben Simmons, and Iggy. I mean, you could do a lot worse than that defensively.
That's a great call.
That is a great defensive team, talking about coming all the way back home too
for Iggy.
And here, the 203 literally just texted that in right now. I mean, that'd be awesome. Him and Philly would be great.
They would be the front runners.
I like Philly.
Did you know that I went back and looked at this when Iggy left? I went back and looked at this last week. Andre Iguodala, before he came to the Golden State Warriors, had won one playoff series as a player. And then he loses to Denver, or he loses with Denver to the Dubs his 1 year there, and then comes to the Warriors his first year there. They lose to the Clippers. So, like, that run the Warriors went on when they won that first playoff series against the
2012,
Pelicans.
2013.
Yeah, they were against the Bulls, I think it was, right? And then they lost in seven to Boston. Right. But that first year with the Warriors, when they beat the Pelicans, that was only his second ever playoff series victory as a player.
Wow. Going back to when he was with Denver, he was their best player at the time. And I remember me and all my buddies, we were watching all the games, and every single time he checked out of the game, he couldn't get his legs back up the second time he stepped in. He'd start the game out, he'd start out real good, and then he'd sit down and those knees would start cranking up on him, and then he'd check back into the game, and he just wasn't as efficient. He wasn't as explosive, and I thought right then and there, like, he can't be the lead dog on a team. But I didn't realize that he would be the key cog for the Warriors to trade for later on, that would help them change their identity.
And you're absolutely right, but that's what makes this team so unique in so many different ways that we have not seen anything like this, because of the fact you could get an Andre Iguodala to come in and don't have to be that guy. And at times, you saw him the last game against Toronto, the guy scores 22 points. Yeah. I mean, when he knew that I had to step on the gas. Right. Yeah. He could do it in spurts. So you came here, and that's what Clay and Steph and Dre, all the guys that are here, man, that's what makes this team so unique. How many times you heard, when's Clay going to show up? Bam. But Clay didn't have to show up because he had KD and had Steph. And then, boom, when's Steph going to do it? These guys could take nights off because the team and the nucleus was so good. Andre Iguodala could come in and do things. And he said, look, I know you don't need me off as a defensive. That's how he made his money. You saw him block LeBron, all the things that he's done. His moments here were friggin' unbelievable. So, Andre, without a doubt, this guy has a huge value.
And it'll be interesting to see, with so many moves made with teams in the West, right? I mean, look at how the West is just bulked up. If you're one of those guys out there like an Iguodala who would have value to a team with championship aspirations, boy, you talk about path of least resistance, or giving yourself the best probability to make it to a championship.
East.
Going to a team in the East like the Sixers, or maybe a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, something like that. Those are the kind of places that might be better suitors for Andre Iguodala, because look, how much basketball has he has left? Like, this year, this upcoming season for sure. I don't know if he plays after that.
Yeah, and you can't rely on him for all 82 games. This year was his best year, regular season-wise, in the last two or three, by far.
Right.
Like, he cannot be relied on during the regular season. The year prior, everyone's like, hey, it's only about the playoffs.
Right.
What happened in the Houston series? Yeah. He got hurt.
Yep.
I mean, it was very, very crucial for him. But look, the guy hit so many big shots for this organization.
Yes.
And what you said, his symbol, the symbolic nature of him going to the bench was just everything. And
that
I know
changed everything. That was a
catalyst. Really did. And I we were just celebrating. I was looking it up 9 years ago, just a couple days ago. It was David Lee's acquisition That was the 9-year anniversary of David Lee wanting to come to the Warriors. And he was the first guy that wanted to come to the Warriors. And a lot of people said he just wanted to get cashed out. Well, when Iggy wanted to come to the Warriors, like, it was to be the piece that would help get them over the top.
Let's
right?
be real. Yeah, you're right. When David Lee came to the Warriors, it was to get cashed out. Like, at the time.
You know what?
They didn't have much at the time.
Look, I'm not – David Lee was a flawed player. That guy tried super hard.
I liked Lee. I had a lot of –
He was our first All-Star in over 10 years. I have a lot of love for him. He did a lot in my neighborhood in the Excelsior. He did a lot in Oakland for a lot of the communities. I have a big soft spot for David Lee. And when he got hurt and Draymond, his career started to ascend, like, I felt bad for the guy because that's how sports is. It's like Drew Bledsoe going down and Tom Brady stepping in. But
David Lee, like you
he's
said,
a great warrior.
Effort was never going to be.
Agreed.
You knew that he was going to fight, scratch, kick. That's what you want. Andre Iguodala, to me, when you look at Iggy, what he was able to sacrifice, we keep talking about this with this team. Here's a guy that was a star.
Yeah.
And he just says, okay, I'll go to the bench if that's what I need to do in order to win titles, in order to make this team better. And Iguodala, he embraced it. You think he just necessary? I mean, it probably, you know, at night you sit down. I remember being demoted. You're being a starter all your time and being in the league 16, 17 seasons, and all you knew is you're starting. And all of a sudden, you know, bam, you may not be starting. You're fighting for your – and you're like, man, this is weird. This feels awkward. And you're like, okay, do I accept this role for the good of the team? Am I going to understand that I'm going to have to share time? I'm not going to be maybe the every down guy like I used to be. And you sometimes those things, guys don't necessarily embrace it. Iguodala did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, and time catches up with all of us. And
no
if you want to prolong your career and have that next chapter, or you want to call it that final chapter, then you have to be willing to do things like that. It's a team sport. You have to be willing to make those sacrifices. And by Andre Iguodala doing that, and by extension, David Lee, because you know he got hurt at the beginning of Steve Kerr's run at the start of the season.
Yeah, the hip. Hurt. I think it was
the
hip.
And so Harrison Barnes, I think he had surgery that offseason. Yeah. So Harrison Barnes went into the starting lineup as well. And think about what that did for the growth and empowerment of Harrison Barnes and obviously Draymond Green. And it was the willingness of not just Iguodala, but David Lee also to take that ancillary role. And here are the two guys that were the big free agent acquisitions that were willing to come here. And then now they're willing to kind of take a back seat for the greater good. And I think I'm checking the history books. Oh, yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Well, yeah, and Iggy going to the bench, one of his compensations was, hey, you're going to get gifted with finals MVP, even though Steph had an incredible finals that year. You could have split hairs, but you held LeBron down to like 30, 10, and 10, and so we're going to give you the MVP.
I know, hilarious.
Back to David Lee real quick. I mean, one of the, not iconic, but one of the like forgotten moments for the Warriors was when he was hurt and he came back and gave him a couple of minutes in the playoffs. You remember that when he checked into the game and the Oracle crowd was going crazy and he gave him that. Just that emotional boost. And it was only a couple of minutes. He didn't necessarily do anything spectacular on the court, but David Lee gave everything he had on and off the court. And I think that was symbolic of just the entire team buying into the team, the whole team. No individual is bigger than the team.
Did we give enough love to Sean Livingston when his tenure ended this week? I feel like because there's been so much personnel movement, so much happening with this team and really around the NBA, Sean Livingston being gone, it just kind of was like that was on the news cycle in the Bay for like 45 minutes, and it was like, yeah, thanks 34, thanks S dot, see you,
right,
baby.
Right, we didn't. Sean Livingston, he's an ultimate team player as well. Here's a guy that, you know, a couple years ago, we had him on, and he would come on, do a weekly,
Bloop.
And he would handle his business, and he would own it. A lot of guys they want to hide and look for different situations, but here's a guy that owned, you know, shortcomings, owned when they were playing well, owned when they weren't playing well.
So is this guy going to be a head coach in the NBA someday, you guys think?
I think he's going to be in the personnel department somewhere along, like, the front office, somewhere along there. I think that's where he's best fit.
Yeah, you think that he's got chops to be a coach?
I think he's got the chops, but I think from what I've heard, it seems like more personnel, like the front office.
That's his aspirations?
Yeah.
I would think he'd make a great coach. Most of the best coaches across sports are people that are good players, good enough to get into the pros, but tend to make the most out of their limitations. And I think of somebody like him, look what he overcame.
Oh, man.
That knee injury is one of the most disgusting, devastating injuries that I've ever seen in sports across the board. Like, it is gruesome. And that dude, to come back and have the decade-long plus career that he had, and then to be such an integral part of just the defense, the closing out lineups, what he would spell Steph and then sometimes play alongside Steph. He had that turnaround shot. I mean, he was a really, really, really good player for the Warriors.
And I think he would make a good coach, but he'd be good in front office as well. But the reason why I believe that he'll be a better coach
as well, and it could be better. Either he can be great at. A lot of players, you look at the Magic Johnsons, if you look at a guy like Jordan, you look at certain players, they're not great coaches.
No. Right.
Because,
or GMs.
Yeah, because,
or owners.
Because those guys, you see, they knew how good they were. So the expectations for the lesser talent is put on them too hard. That's why Magic and these guys flame out, because of the fact they knew what it took. And they were, because a lot of these guys were so gifted. But you go look at the Bradleys. You look at guys that Doc Rivers wasn't necessarily a great player. Go look at guys.
Steve Kerr
wasn't necessarily a great player. But look at that's the point I'm making. These guys are great coaches because they know the nuances. They know the fine detail. They didn't skip a process. Michael said, I don't have to maybe practice. Or I can skip A, B, and C, and I'm already at F. Because of the fact my athletic ability, I can do that. Well, these guys couldn't do that, so it became about A, B, C, and their attention to details. And that's why Kerr and a lot of these coaches that you see them, they weren't necessarily great players.
Well, and they have a relatability, too,
yeah,
because
that's the key.
Steve Kerr understands. Who understands the plight of a role player better than Steve Kerr, right? He's been there, done that. But he also has that relatability to star power, to play with Michael Jordan. I mean, he played with some of the best players of the era. So he checks a lot of boxes. And Sean Livingston embodies a lot of those same characteristics.
Well, and to the Steve Kerr effect, when you play on great teams, other younger players that are coming up, you go, oh, you played on the Warriors way back when with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like, the way we look at Steve Kerr, you played with the Spurs.
No doubt,
you played at Arizona.
Played
you played with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so you don't have to, like, check the guy's resume because you kind of already know it.
He already got clout in that locker room.
Exactly. Right. You got equity.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Sean Livingston's one of those guys that he sky's the limit for his post-basketball future. I was thinking of, like, a favorite Sean Livingston moment, and I'll ask you guys this. I'll ask everybody. For me, game one, Western Conference Finals, the first year the Warriors made the playoffs, that game one against Houston. Remember, they D'd up on Harden. He couldn't get the shot off at the end of the game. Tim Roy had an epic call. I remember that game. I was there at Oracle that night, and Sean Livingston went off. And it was a close game. I think Livingston had like 18 points. The turnaround was jumping, and I thought to myself, damn, look how far this dude's come. 10 teams, 10 years, catastrophic injury, and look at him now, balling with the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. I think he dropped 18 that game. That, to me, was like, damn, Sean Livingston, you've officially arrived, my dude. It was cool.
Yeah, I think Sean, I don't think there's been, that was a great moment for Sean. I think, but Sean's greatest hour is just his consistency. His finest hour is knowing that you know that he was going to come in and give you stability. His finest hour for this team has been Sean Livingston, go in there, go play defense. Sean, go in there and manage the game. Sean, go in and help the others. I think those are his finest hours. And when it's less about him and him just going out there and doing what he does best, that's playing calm, cool, and collective.
Yep.
And that's what I like, Sean. And those were his finest hours.
There's not a single moment that like really sticks out. It's those unpredictable left-handed and right-handed yams in the lane when you didn't expect
call.
It. Right? Like, and the other image, just the image is him holding, I think it's his daughter in his hand, just with the smile and the regal look that he had and how confident and just at peace he was with who he was. And I think that he was, and I know other people in the station have brought it up, but the old wise men, yeah. David West, yeah. him, Iguodala, yeah. and I look at him as someone he's just wise beyond his years, and he's just so mature, and that image of him holding his daughter and being so appreciative and grateful as the confetti's kind of falling down on him of what he was a part of, that's something that I'm never, like, whenever I think of him, I think of that. Is that weird?
No, it's not. And that little shot was so unorthodox. Like,
yeah.
That little jump and he kicked the legs out.
I'm driving the damn show. I'm communicating with the board in here. You can't flag me for that, coach.
Was it not unorthodox?
Yeah, you can. It was. Yeah.
Multitasking is a penalty here.
It's actually a prerequisite for the job.
It's a 15-yarder.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I didn't grab his finger. I didn't go low kneel and horse collar him. Good Lord. When you think Sean Livingston, Anna, what say you?
God, I just think of just him just being there for everyone, even when Steph Curry went down, he's in the playoffs, and he's, you know, taking on that lead role as point guard there and just kind of leading the team. He's just such a veteran. He's never asked for anything in return, but he's always been there and always led this team with grace.
Except that NBA paycheck every month. We always like to forget about that. But you're right.
He didn't make a big deal, but he's not one of those guys who made a lot of noise, who was angry. Not like that. He's one of the most even-keeled, coolest guys, and plus he was always giving back to the community. He's one of the biggest guys who gave back.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, and I think these are the kind of guys, you know, and I get it. Sean Livingston, we saw in the finals, Butch, like, it was over.
Finished. It was sad.
He said he wants to keep playing. And a guy like that, if he says he wants to keep playing, I'm not going to tell him. What am I going to tell Sean Livingston? Oh, no, you need to retire? No, if you want to keep playing, somebody wants to pay you. Go do your thing, man. They obviously,
and we'll root for him.
Of course. But I just felt like because there were so many transactions, so much madness, the Sean Livingston departure got lost in the shuffle. And I think we're not going to – he's one of those guys you might not really appreciate what he was bringing to the table till he's gone.
Oh, there's no doubt. We're going to look back at him, and he's going to be kind of like how we look at Keena Turner or some of these ancillary golden era 49ers where they were key contributors, but they were lost in the history. And we look back like, oh, that's right, man. Mm-hmm. Keena Turner, Eric Wright, those guys were awesome. We're going to look at Iggy. I mean, Iggy, because of all the big shots, I think he'll always be remembered. But Livingston's one of those guys I think he'll get forgotten. But when you bring him up to the old school Warrior fans, they're going to be like, oh, dude, Sean was so vital to what they did. And if we think about it, as far as positional versatility, being able to defend ones and twos and how the Hamptons five, like, he is a part of that evolution of basketball. So he's somebody I'm never going to forget.
All right. I'm never going to forget this week, Lo. Good stuff, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for making it fun all week long. And I appreciate everybody for bearing with Joe and I sitting in for Fort and Bond Dibs. We're doing our thing. And a pleasure working with you as always.
Two morning sands.
I just want to tell you guys, I had a great time. This has been a lot of fun for me. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Love you, Lo.
Yeah,
love
thanks you. To Steven and Curly on the other side of the glass. Antonio Daniels joined us early, as did Kendrick Perkins. Check out those interviews. 12:30, Clyde Drexler rolling in with JD and Guru. So you're going to want to keep it right here. In the meantime, just be good to each other.
It's the grand finale of the Celebrity Cash Contest.
Are you effing serious?
Find out which celebrities call in today and who'll win the $5,000.
Mr. or Mrs. Celebrity, who are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Richard Sherman.
Oh. Steve Wozniak is on the line, apparently. Is this true, Steve? Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show. How are you, sir?
Hi, this is Steve Wozniak. Very nice to talk to you.
Sir or madam, who indeed is this?
Yo, what's up, Damon? This is Chris Pratt calling.
Star-Lord?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Star-Lord.
Star-Lord is calling? Oh, my. Come on, man. Chris Pratt is here on 95.7 The Game.
The Celebrity Contest Grand Finale. Today from 2 to 6 on 95.7. The Game.
Between this little angel.
No, it's mine.
This guy. And all of this. Life can often feel like it's moving pretty fast. At Comcast, we know your time is valuable. That's why our customers can schedule 2-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends. Download the Xfinity My Account app today. That way, we can notify you when your technician's en route. And you can spend more time doing what you love. Or just catching up on some of this. Comcast is committed to being on time, every time. And if we're ever late, for whatever reason, we'll give you an automatic $20 credit. We're working to make things simple, easy, and awesome. Fremont Bank. We're the bank you've been looking for. Because we share the same values as you. Yeah, you. The person who doesn't agree with their current bank's values, but stays with their current bank because it's convenient. We know who you are. And guess what? We have everything you're looking for. Probably more. So no more excuses. Come experience a community bank that'll value you above everything else. Fremont Bank. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
California, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico. Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the dot, dot, dot response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls. And pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add X5 Vantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 8/5/19. Restrictions apply. New performance plus 60 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
From Los Altos to Novato to Concord. This is KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7, The Game.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Yeah.
It's Matt Steinmetz. In this corner, straight out of the Yoon, he's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And now, in this corner, standing at 6'4", the pride of Frisco.
Don't you dare move a muscle.
It's Bonte Hill.
Now, it's time for Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. John Dickinson in for Bonte Hill. Matt Steinmetz with the day off. Daryl the Guru Johnson here as always. And you at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. JD and Guru with you for the next 4 hours here until 2 o'clock on 95.7 The Game. And Guru, happy Friday to you, my man. Another day. Another example of the NBA just stealing the headlines away from every other sport, every other possible topic, and the players, again, stay in control. Russell Westbrook wanted out of Oklahoma City after Paul George wanted to go play with Kawhi Leonard, and now Russ is going to play with James Harden in Houston, and Chris Paul could be on the move again, but he is back in Oklahoma City. At least for the time being, a bunch of draft picks going from the Rockets to the Thunder to make it happen. And wow, that's all I can say. Wow, Guru.
Yeah, I'm with you. Wow. And I'm excited, JD. And also, you know me. I'm not one of these guys on the radio that, oh, I predicted something that came true. But your boy did tell you in Vegas when we heard that Russell Westbrook was seeking a trade, I said he's going to the Lone Star State, him being me. And now he teams up with his old pal, the Beard. And years ago, they were on the same team in Oklahoma City, and they went to the finals. I know they had Durant. No Durant now. JD, I believe Houston has gotten better. Now you got a guy that can drive, take you off the dribble, and also an underrated element of Westbrook's game is the ability to find three-point shooters. Problem is, he hasn't had shooters a lot on those Thunder teams, and now he's going to Houston, and they got Tucker, Gordon, Harden. I think the Rockets are a factor, and now they got their dynamic duo.
And there's one other player that the Rockets may have in the mix as well.
Who?
In addition to the guys that you just mentioned, according to Sam Amick of The Athletic.
I'm already tingling.
Andre Iguodala is the Rockets' next top priority, trying to pry him away from the Memphis Grizzlies. We talked about this, Goo. We talked about this when the Warriors traded Iguodala, how the likelihood was not only are the Warriors not going to have Iguodala anymore, but there's a good chance that Andre Iguodala is going to wind up in a uniform where if you're a Warriors fan, it's going to make you cringe a little bit.
And he contains the secret sauce to winning chips and coming up big. And now if he takes his services to the Rockets and Coach D'Antoni and sprinkles everybody with a little Jedi, wow. Let's hope this doesn't happen. Because this does affect the Warriors now, JD. We talked about, you know, the Warriors qualifying for the playoffs, which I do believe they will. But now the Rockets, in the middle of the night, he got a gift from the basketball gods, and Chris Paul just didn't fit. And D'Antoni didn't help that matter. You got a guy that can that has some offensive gifts, and to me, is still in his prime. I'm blown away, and the league has just got, again, more exciting.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Does this make the Houston Rockets better? I'm not as convinced as Guru is that it's a 100% lock to make the Houston Rockets better. Chris Paul, when he was on the floor, was pretty darn good and pretty darn efficient. Russell Westbrook does put up numbers, but he does it in a less efficient manner, especially with the three-point shot. You've also got a couple of high turnover players with Russell Westbrook and James Harden playing together. I'm of the belief that if anybody can make it happen, it's probably Mike D'Antoni, who's going to be coaching potentially in the final year of his contract. That's another element.
They were talking and walked away without a deal.
In the mix there, D'Antoni's ability to get everybody on the same page. And I'm with you. With some of the talent being different and maybe more complimentary around the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.